The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Woo-wee! It is another episode of your favorite radio show slash podcast where we strive to solve the problems of the world one weekly whiskey at a time. It's time to like it. Well, just because you like it. It's time for Crew with a K. It's time for a big ol' Sir Mix-a-Lot, but it is time for your Implicit Bias. Implicit Bias is brought to you in hour one by Piper's Haven. Rene Girard, he's the stogiest, and he's waiting for you at 3916 West Congress. Go see the walk-in humidor. Go see the porch while you can. Go see Piper's Haven. While our slogan is solving the problems of the world one weekly whiskey at a time, it's really no surprise that, well, We don't necessarily accomplish that task. We try, but we don't always succeed. The one thing where we do believe we succeed, at the very least, is honing things down and providing some truth, some opposing facts, some, well, for lack of a better word, clarity on many of the things going on in today's crazy, insane, identifying as a cat, sky-screaming, inane world. We do our best, at the very least, to give you information you might not be getting through the legacy media, you know, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, Fox, Vox, HuffPost, Politico, and the like. Which means we tell you, please, don't trust us. Look for stories on your own. Read on your own. Make up your own mind, not because we tell you, but because you found the story. You found the source documents. And you learned more about these subjects than, well, to be quite honest, we could ever tell you. Unfortunately, that's the way we get information to you. We tell you about it. We spend a couple of hours basically running our mouths, talking smack to each other, having a conversation which our fathers, grandfathers, uncles all used to have at the corner bar, the barber shop, and the like. But today, on Implicit Bias, we, the crew, and that's crew with a K, we're not going to tell you. We are going to do what God tells all of us to do. See, we've talked about it on this show. It's one of the ways that we can discern truth. God tells us to be still and know that I am God. What God means is shut up. Stop talking. In our silence, by silencing our brain, not only can we discern reality, not only can we discern right from wrong, but we can and will discern truth. So what we're going to do, what you justifiably probably won't believe we can do on this show, we the crew, we're going to listen. Well, that begs the question, listen to what? And that, unfortunately, is the wrong question. The correct question is, listen to who? See, we've always said, don't trust us, go to the source. We've always said, consider your source. We've always said, find someone who is an expert in the subject you are attempting to understand. So in that vein, we wanted to learn more about some of the subjects that we have talked about on this show. So we requested the source. We requested someone who has sometimes seen, sometimes had access to information which everyday citizens of this country, we don't always have the capability to find out. That means that we reached out in Acadiana by way of Washington, D.C. We reached out to the United States Congress. We reached out, and this week, we're going to listen to a United States congressman. That means we're going to ask that you listen to, but in a very specific way. Please don't listen the way that my wife says that I always listen to her, which is hearing something and then just repeating something, saying something else, and getting a response that was already formulated in my brain that ends up with me somehow being in the doghouse. See, that was listening to respond. Today, we are going to, and we're going to ask you as well, to listen to understand. We'll go down a couple of rabbit holes. There are some significantly larger rabbit holes than others, but we've cleared plenty of time. Don't get me wrong. We are still going to discuss some weekly whiskey from our partners at New News Market in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. We're going to remind you about our social media giveaway for dinner at Mr. Lester's Steakhouse. That's $500 for two people. which means it's dinner, drinks, a bottle of wine. It's a full dinner and a hotel stay at Cypress Bayou Casino. We're still going to have the fun stuff that makes us implicit bias, but in the next 2 hours, we want to make sure you hear it from the source. Hear what's really going on. We'll ask plenty of questions. We'll listen to the answers, and maybe, just maybe, what you hear on this episode might just change your implicit bias.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
got... Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and TheRusticRenegade.com.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area. Offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance, Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome back into Hour 1 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. In Hour 1, we are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. The stogiest is across the table. He is Rene Girard. He is Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist and the only CWAT in the universe. Rene, it's great to have you back in.
It's great to be here, especially with the guests that we have in the studio with us.
Thank you for not ruining my surprise, because I wanted to give the surprise. I appreciate it.
I'll let you do it.
I appreciate it. I love that for our listeners, because what we do for this reason. I mean, don't get me wrong. It really sucks to sit around with people that I consider friends and sample whiskey and talk once a week. Man, it's just terrible. Let me tell you.
You have a hard life.
Yes, I do. Speaking of hard lives, to my right in the chair of intoxication, he is the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse, back in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. Caleb, it is fantastic to have you back, both of us together, because there's been some recording going on in between the last episodes.
A little bit, you know, we're trying to catch up and catch down a little bit, and then, it's good to be back at the same table at the same time.
It absolutely is. Hopefully things are going well for you.
I am doing swimmingly.
Swimmingly. I like it. All right. So we're going to go in the corner. He is Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions, the short timer. Sam, you recording at a different time, you're saying, was kind of messing with you a little bit. We're recording a little earlier than we normally record in the evening.
Yeah, it's unusual seeing you guys in direct sunlight. Usually you guys have the benefit of some soft lighting, but today it's just the harsh reality.
I don't want to think about these guys, soft lighting.
That is the voice of our special guest this week, United States Congressman Clay Higgins. Congressman Higgins, it is a pleasure to have you here in the Top Secret Podcast, Lair.
It's great to be here. Of course, we are gentlemen that have similar love for country, and we share concerns, but we're grounded in faith. So I'm certain we'll discuss these things today.
Oh, we absolutely will. And to your point, that is exactly how and why this show came about, because God and faith and love of country, those things had kind of started to slide by the wayside in a lot of conversations, especially conversations out in the media. And when we figured out that we could do it for a couple of hours and get somebody else to pay for the whiskey that we sip while we're doing it, man, let me tell you, that was a proposition we weren't turning down. So thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
One thing I do want to say before we get into our weekly whiskey, I want this disclaimer out there for everyone who listens to this episode and wherever this episode may or may not go, because we have just fashioned this as a conversation. And when we first started communications with Congressman Higgins' office, a lot of times those communication specialists that are involved will want to make sure that certain topics maybe aren't touched on. There is an effort to sometimes control the narrative. That did not happen and was something that was absolutely fantastic, because no matter who would be sitting here with us, whether we agree with them politically or not, we would be respectful. Now, we might pick on that person. I mean, you're going to end up with a nickname probably before the episode's over. It's what happens. But it's all done out of being respect of not just the person, but the office. And your respect for those who interview you is highly, highly appreciated. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's jump into our weekly whiskey. And so you kind of get what the format looks like, Congressman. We have a bottle in front of us that I've got to send a big shout out. A big shout out to the Liquor Fairy, a.k.a. Big Whiskey, a.k.a. Kenny Michael of Deutsch Family Wine and Spirits, who presented Implicit Bias with a one-year birthday gift, our first-year gift. It is a bottle of the Redemption 10-Year Age Statement Rye. 116 proof. Now, for those who don't know, this bottle is unobtainium. You are not going to find this bottle anywhere anymore. It was a three-figure bottle when it was on the shelves, and if you go and try and find it somewhere on the secondary market today, the price is ugly, I'm just going to say. You know what, though? Whiskey was made to be consumed over conversation with friends and with people, so that's what we're doing with it. So, Renee, you're already foaming at the mouth over there.
Well, I just want to ask, so Big Whiskey gave you this bottle recently, or he gave it to you on our first anniversary?
He gave this to me.
So you've been holding out on this all this time.
If I'd been holding out on you, you wouldn't have any in your glass right now.
Well,
so you know what you can do?
That's true.
You can zip it,
okay.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Zippy long stocking, right? Okay, so let's start. Actually, I want to start with Sam on this one. Sam has a glass, and I'm curious to see what he thinks of this Redemption 10-Year Rye.
Yeah, I was curious what whiskey you were going to bring out for this special occasion. I thought maybe it might be a bottle of the Congressman, you know, all things considered.
I do have those.
Which is one of my favorites out there, but you went with the Redemption.
You mean the representative, because there's the representative and there's the Senator.
You're right. Yeah. But anyway, so Redemption for me is one of my favorite brands, because you guys know I don't like spending a lot of money.
Yeah, and you're a cheap wad. That's why.
For me, Redemption's a bottle that you can get pretty dang cheap.
Not this bottle. And just so you know.
I'm just saying. They're regular stuff. You can get it for pretty dang cheap. Like a bottle that I am happy to buy cheap.
Yeah.
And it drinks so well. I've brought it to parties. It's one of my favorite things to bring to parties, because it's not very expensive. And it drinks like something that's $80, you know, it is so good. And it's so straightforward and so representative of what you want in a classic whiskey. This is that, I think, elevated very much so. You get those classic smoky flavors, you get the oaky flavors. You get a little bit of tobacco in there. And then the end, it kind of rounds out into a sweetness. I'm still trying to identify what that is. I think maybe it's caramel, or maybe I'm just defaulting to caramel because that's just the classic whiskey flavor. I don't know. I'm curious as I sit here if I'm going to kind of come to something else. I see Caleb's already shaking his head. It's not quite caramel, but there's something there. I don't know. But yeah, so far, very good.
All right, Caleb, let's go ahead and go to you. You have the Implicit Bias Whiskey Tasting Journal out, which, by the way, if you want to get one, you can go to Amazon, search Implicit Bias Whiskey Tasting Journal. You can buy them. You can also buy them. You still have some at the shop, Renee. He's nodding his head. Yes, Caleb, do you still have some at your shop, or are they gone already?
Maybe a handful. So I have some, but not near what we started with.
Okay, so what are your notes? What do you get off this Redemption 10-year rye?
So on the nose, and forgive me, my nose is a little clogged up.
Yeah,
right
we can
now.
Hear that. It's
I'm recovering from a sinus infection.
Oh, hope you feel better.
I will. And I get those little hard cinnamon candies that you used to get when you were a kid.
Red Hots?
I knew you were going to. That's exactly. As soon as I stopped talking, I was like, that's what.
All of a sudden, Caleb knows what he's talking about. Look at this.
I don't get Fireball off of this. This is way elevated.
And it's
over
just
Fireball.
On the nose. Okay. It's just on the nose.
Okay, fair.
And then I get dark chocolate and plum. Then on the palate, I get plums immediately. Then I get a little bit of that continuing dark chocolate with dark berries, like a dark, dark fruit in there. With spice, a deep vanilla, like a Mexican vanilla, not the artificial stuff, but like a real authentic vanilla on the palate. And then I put a warm hug of alcohol because it just caresses you. It doesn't come at you real quickly. It's not an affront. It's just a slow, gentle hug of the burn of the 116 proof, followed by butterscotch.
I get butterscotch. I absolutely get butterscotch on this, and I get a really long finish on this bottle of whiskey. It is absolutely fantastic. So while we swap microphones, Congressman, let's go to you. You're not partaking. You are doing like I like to do, as I nose hump this glass. You are simply partaking.
So I'm going to critique, though.
That's it.
I'm going to share.
Yeah, please do. That's what I was going to ask.
Although I stopped drinking about 3 years ago, prior to that, I drank since I was a baby, so I'm an expert.
Well, it's Southern Louisiana. It's kind of how we grow up.
So, the Redemption brand is beautiful for me to reflect on. It was meaningful that you presented that bottle for us today, because my Redemption motorcycle ride, my charity mm-hmm. rides, is one of the biggest rides in Louisiana now. I started it a decade ago, well before Congress, and we called it Redemption. That's sort of my brand. That's a band I wear upon my wrist, and I give them away regularly because I believe in redemption. I've done a lot of work for reentry into society from, you know, a children of God that has been incarcerated, and my original charity through the Redemption Ride was raising money for the homeless. So I believe in the spiritual rebirth, and I commonly said as a cop that you know, man's character shouldn't be measured by how he falls; it should mm-hmm. be measured by how he stands back up. So, it's beautiful and meaningful that you presented this bottle of Redemption whiskey, and reminds me of being a cop because it certainly smells like whiskey we could not afford. It's like good stuff. It's got a deep flavor.
Well, we certainly don't want to be responsible for you deciding to all of a sudden start drinking again.
No, I have so we tremendous hope you- control. The Lord put it on my heart. I had no issues with drinking, just for some internal health reasons. It came upon me to stop drinking, and I just did. Cold turkey was easy, and I miss it because I drank socially, but I've no problem not drinking, including right now. But I can say that this has a beautiful smell. The aroma is caressing in a way. And there's a great promise in the aroma of a good whiskey.
I absolutely agree with you. Just sometimes the nose of that whiskey lets you know it is comforting in many ways just to get that scent right off the glass. All right, Renee, what are your thoughts on this as you partake out of a Glencairn glass, the only person here in the Top Secret podcast lair who's partaking from that type of vessel.
That's become my signature thing. I just love the Glencairns because it kind of concentrates the odors. My nose, over the 39 years of smoking cigars, and that my nose doesn't work as good as it used to, so I can sense it that way.
It would be even more of a thing if it was TV and people could see it.
Yeah, well, probably. You know, yeah. Now, I don't know if you'd want to see me on TV, though, but, you know. Anyways, I do get the cinnamon. I'm catching some cinnamon off of it. I'm getting some caramel. I mean, this stuff is so smooth. I would put it 95-96%. Look, Big Whiskey did us a great honor. I'm just kind of, well, I'm good. I'm glad that you gave it to us now, but I'm bummed that we didn't have it 3 years ago when he gave it to you.
Whiskey.
All things in God's time. Well,
there you go. I was about to say.
Good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah, they absolutely do. So, Sam, you have the What Would You Pay championship belt chain?
I have it, yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to play What Would You Pay for this bottle of whiskey, and here's how this is going to work. I am going to pull up the secondary market price.
I was curious if we're going to go primary or secondary.
On this bottle of whiskey, yes, what it's worth now.
The price that we would pay to have the environment that we have now with this truly would be
priceless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's why I was like, look, this just needs to come out now because of the significance of it. I understood what it meant. And it was the appropriate whiskey for this sit down. So, Caleb, what's your price?
$875.
$875. Congressman, what's your price?
I'm going to say it's worth $1,000, so I'll pay $500 because it's half empty.
Renee.
$1,500.
Sam.
Yeah, you guys are. I would go $300.
Sam wins because it's $299 or $249. You can actually see Sam. Sam will wear the What Would You Pay championship belt chain from Luxury Limo of Lafayette, and we will dive into the topics when we come back on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefits Services. We get results.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Welcome back into this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. And boy, do we have a crew in the Top Secret Podcast Lair for you this week. But before we get to that reintroduction, because you've already kind of met who's here this week if you've been listening, I want to remind you that in hour one, we are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see the certified wizard of tobacco. He's the only one in the universe. We kind of made that up. He is, though, a certified master tobacconist, the only one in the state of Louisiana. Go see Rene Girard, 3916 West Congress.
553 square feet of walk-in humidor, you don't want to miss it. Tell him your implicit bias sent you. So we've sampled some whiskey. We've gone down that road. We have given you our theme and monologue for the week of going to the source. So let's get to the important stuff. Because after all, Congressman Higgins, that's why we are so thrilled to have you on the show this week. Because we know that you know and you have access to stuff that most of us haven't seen or don't necessarily understand. And when I say that, I say it from this perspective. The mass media, which I addressed those in the monologue, you know, the mainstream legacy, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, MSNBC, Vox, all those stupid people who only want to tell you their story, not the story. There's a lot of things that they just haven't passed on to everyday Americans. There are a lot of things, especially when it comes to January 6th, that they don't want to necessarily, and this is going to sound odd for some people, they don't want to tell the truth. So that's really where Caleb and myself and Renee, we really wanted to have a conversation about what is the truth about what happened on January 6th. So I'd like to start with this question because I think we need to. Was there violence in the Capitol on January 6th?
Well, there's violence in the heart of man.
Agreed.
So where man is present, there's a potential for violence, and man was present in the Capitol on January the 6th.
So I'm glad we have that out of the way, because now that we have that men, and we are violent because it is in our flawed human nature.
Since Adam, yes, sir.
Absolutely. That some things happened that we wish wouldn't have happened. But now I think we've got to start getting underneath some of the context of who were those people? I mean, these are the questions that we have to ask. What might have been motivating some of those people? How did some of those people get there? There are five questions journalists are supposed to ask. Who, what, when, where, why? And we've only gotten maybe a couple of those. So one of the things that we've heard, and I've actually seen you on social media say, is that there were law enforcement agents, FBI. I've actually seen some reports that say that some of our intelligence agencies had people in that crowd. Is that something that we can take to the bank? And can you help us understand why they would be there?
So I hope I can help Americans that have a mind to seek truth. I hope I can help them understand it. Ultimately, all I can do is speak truth based upon my own investigative effort, which has been tremendous. I've put a lot of energy, man, into determining what happened to my country in 2020 and leading up to January 6th and what happened after January 6th with the J6 Select Committee. And indeed, who were the sponsors of the shiny objects, which is what the mainstream media reports on. In the defense of mainstream media, we have become a society that's only comfortable in consuming like sound bites of data. We largely, as a people, we have stepped away from a calm and quiet assessment of truth. And the media has responded to that by feeding us in segments that work well for their commercial sales and the breaks, and as they roll from a half-hour show to an hour show or whatever. So you have a hard break, you have a soft break, and you have to fit, you know, we're discussing this topic in this segment, and you have to structure massive amounts of data into a consumable segment and feed it through that medium to the people that are consuming it. So mainstream media is not alone in their responsibility for the way we view our news and the way we consider the narratives of the day that wherein our nation is engaged with seeking some deep and profound understanding of sometimes some really bad things that have happened and big betrayals that really deserve more thorough and deep understanding and explanation. So that's where a guy like me comes in. I've invested hundreds of hours that required a great deal of focus into what happened in 2020. And me, as I observed very powerful factions within our country poise themselves to destroy not only in the presidency of Donald Trump and Donald J. Trump, the man, but also the mega movement, the America First movement, because an America First Republican conservative, American patriot, does not fit the agenda of an ever-growing government and an ever-weakened individual liberties and freedoms of the American citizenry. We have allowed this to take root in our country in the course of my generation. I'll be 63 in a couple of months. So in 1961, you had a totally different country, man, the year I was born. And of course, we have evolved and grown as a nation in some ways in a very excellent manner. In some ways, quite injurious to our potential future, and the what we call the establishment factions of our that have political power and economic power in America, they rely upon the growth of the federal government, and no matter what party is in charge of the White House, the legislative branch, Congress, or where the tilt is on the federal bench, the establishment politicians and the private sector, they rely upon the growth of government. And this is why they never really argue if you have a W in the White House or you have an Obama in the White House. They don't really care about that. They'll make noise, but as long as the government continues to grow, And the oppressive power of regulatory control continues to grow, and never-ending wars and conflicts are continually fed through the military-industrial complex, and the associated deterioration of individual rights and liberties and freedoms and sovereignty of our states continues on that trend, and the ever-growing debt of the American people continues to grow, then the establishment wins. So when Trump came along, he brought an alarming halt to that crap. And the establishment freaked out, man. And COVID was born.
If I'm hearing you right, because you've given us a lot there. There's a lot to what you said. And I want to make sure that I understand it. So I'm going to put it in my words, not yours. But if I'm hearing you right, there is a faction of people, party regardless. They could be R's, they could be D's, they could be W's, they could be Z's. It doesn't matter. But there is a group of people that doesn't want the American people making their decisions with their vote. They want to make the decisions in Washington, D.C. Is that, am I translating that correctly? And some of those might be business people. Some of those might be tied into just being at the teat of the American government. And the larger it gets, the larger that their dollar amount gets as that percentage grows.
Well, yes, sir. They're creating an elitist and a slave class, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen overnight. The government forces that interfere with our life, everything about us, everything in the studio, everything in this room and home is regulated by the federal government. The founders never envisioned such a thing. I don't know where we got to a point in America where where an American citizen could be placed under arrest for getting into his boat and going into the ocean to catch a fish.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now in our country. We have large, powerful factions within our government. And I refer to factions because the founders were concerned with factions. And they were greatly discussed amongst our founders. In Federalist 10, Hamilton, I believe, maybe Madison, said that liberty is to faction as air is to fire, an ailment without which both would expire. And what he meant by that was that the liberty that we were discussing creating in America, the individual rights, liberties, and freedoms, sovereignty of states, a representative republic, a union of states, this would be an environment wherein factions could be born and given First Amendment rights and Bill of Rights. Factions could be born that were actually injurious to the liberties that gave birth to them. And yet none of us would argue that we should eliminate oxygen in order to control fire. So we should never, the founders agreed that we should never weaken liberty in order to control threats to liberty that are born of liberty. So what's the answer? Hamilton and Madison agreed that when faced with internal threat, Americans must respond as a people and become a more powerful faction. This is what's happening, right? This is why I'm so optimistic. If I seem and feel optimistic, it's because I am. I've read the Bible. I know the ending, and we win. Mm-hmm. And we are becoming, we being we the people, patriot Americans that love our country. We've witnessed these things happen. We witnessed the oppression of COVID. We witnessed what happened with the election in 2020. We've witnessed the weaponization of the federal government against the people. We've witnessed what happened with our border. We are responding. We're responding. We're becoming a more powerful faction. And this is exactly what the founders envisioned.
Well, we're becoming unified again. I remember after September 11th, you wouldn't go anywhere without seeing an American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And the patriotism and the love for our nation that we felt. And then just a few years later, to where we are now, we're so divided. But yet we're starting to be unified again because we're waking up and we're realizing that it's not the letter next to these factions' name. It's the dollar sign next to their name.
So are we really more divided? And this is a question that I've always had, even from my years in the news media. Are we really divided, or are we being convinced that we're divided?
It's interesting. That's an interesting question. Would you look to family? Like, I'm the seventh of eight children, and I have six sisters and an amazing brother. And trust me, my family represents every shade of ideology. And yet we love each other and respect each other. And when we get together at family gatherings, we have interesting debates. But we look forward to the next gathering. So my family, I believe, is like a microcosm of the American family. And I just don't buy it that Americans are at each other's throats the way mainstream media would advise us we are in their sound bites of data.
We have had disagreements on this show. I mean, Sam is a card-carrying communist, for crying out loud. Kidding, he's not. But we've had disagreements on the show, and at the end of the day, the conversation is, we have to be able to have the conversation and still be friends afterwards, because if not, we end up in that bad place. But if we can have the conversation and sometimes say, look, we're not going to agree right now, but I still care about you. I still, as St. Thomas Aquinas would say, will the good of other for the sake of other. Just because you're a human being.
So I think that we've touched on some heavy stuff here. If I could, because I don't want to gloss over your question regarding what happened on J6.
We go down rabbit holes. It's okay.
Could I summarize that?
We'll come back to it. Absolutely. Please do.
So J6 was not just J6. J6 was 2020. And 2020 was defined by COVID oppression. And COVID oppression was born of the birth of COVID. And what was the origin of the birth of COVID is something we may really never know. I mean, investigations commonly, especially worldwide investigations commonly, they never produce a definitive result that the world can agree on. So the fact is the origins of COVID are quite suspicious to a guy mm-hmm. like me. But let's just move past that. COVID was presented to the nation as this nightmarish, like horror story disease that was going to devour us. And so the initial reaction, I think we all get a pass on. I think that across the board, I think Americans and states and governors and the president, politicians, citizenry, at the local, state, and federal level of families, I think we got a pass in the beginning of COVID, like in February of 2020, March.
Early on, absolutely.
Early on, man, because we didn't know. It was presented to us as this like the horrible disease that was going to kill everybody and was super contagious. And so we reacted to that. But by the time you were into the summer,
mm-hmm.
we knew. You remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And by the time we went into the summer, we all knew somebody that had it or we had it. It was like, wait a minute. This thing is not that bad.
And you had studies coming out as early as the summer that were saying the survival rate of this particular infection 97%+, 98%+, unless you had some particular comorbidities, right. which was very, very similar to the flu.
Scientists and doctors saying early on that the people that are dying are not dying from COVID, are dying with COVID.
Agreed.
And that this data was being suppressed. And so we were communicating online as Americans concerned about our fellow man and mm-hmm. what was going on with this thing. And we started finding that our communications were being oppressed. In the meantime, they shut down our government. They shut down our businesses. They shut down our abilities to travel the land. Our basic freedom, the freedom to travel the land, was strongly mm-hmm. curtailed. They started demanding these tests and the discussions of pushing through the development of vaccine was pulling a tremendous amount of money. They wouldn't let us congregate in the church. We couldn't send our kids to school. The neighbor was spying on neighbor and calling the police. You had people getting arrested for walking their dog without a mask on. What we were witnessing happening in America was incredibly oppressive. So we started to react to that oppression. And we started to discuss it online. And who was most invested in that discussion? The guys that had put their lives on the line for our freedoms. So, yeah, he had a bunch of veterans, you know, they're commonly talking on social media threads about what the hell is going on in our country. And the FBI started embedding themselves in those groups. This was by the time you were 4, 5, 6 months into 2020, The FBI was monitoring and embedded into hundreds of online discussion groups. And as these court cases for J6 political persecutions have surfaced, and some of us have seen that evidence that has been forced out of the DOJ into those cases and concealed by protective order by the judges, or can't be released to the media or outside that courtroom, but some of us have seen it. The original seeds of riotous or illegal or occupation type behavior for amongst these groups were planted by the FBI embedded agents in those groups.
And that's a huge point, because it's not illegal for the FBI to embed someone in these particular groups.
That's smart.
It's done consistently by law enforcement.
That's how they dictate control, because they understand the direction they need to go, and then they just give you the push that you need.
But here's the problem.
Well, that was the nefarious part.
That's the part they can't do.
That was the
And that's the part that we're going to have to
entrapment.
That's the part that we're going to have to continue after this commercial break, because that is incredibly important. Catch Implicit Bias when we come back.
3, 2.
Welcome into a very special video podcast of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We have an incredibly important guest in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week. Myself, Caleb Morse. We want to welcome in United States Congressman Clay Higgins. Important discussion, fantastic whiskey, and your Implicit Bias.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849. How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around, it hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live fire.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias in Hour 1. And in Hour 1, we are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Rene Girard is in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week. Go see him because the porch weather is starting to run out. Trust me, you want to peruse that humidor, whether it's pipe tobacco, cigars, sit out there, have a conversation with Rene, and he will talk your ear off. But it'll be tons of fun. So go visit Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. One thing I need to do before we dive back into the critical discussion we were having last segment is this. A reminder for you. The crew, on April 11th, we will be down at Cypress Bayou Casino at Mr. Lester's. We will be live streaming that episode. If you want to come down, make reservations, absolutely come on down. You can visit with us. We will have a fantastic time in the cigar lounge at Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, eating Chef Willie's fantastic food. They are absolutely going to roll out the red carpet. You don't want to miss it. And by the way, you could win an opportunity to do it at no cost to you. $500 towards dinner. The only thing you need to do is tip your server. A hotel stay, all provided by Cypress Bayou. How to win that will be on our social media for you. Make sure that you have that opportunity to catch it and win. Okay, so let's dive back in with the crew we have here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade to my right. Rene Girard of Piper's Haven across the table. Sam Stokes in the corner and Congressman Clay Higgins to my left. And Congressman, we were discussing in the last segment as we started to get into some of the things that were going on with regards to January 6th, that there were FBI agents embedded with groups of veterans who were just basically wondering, hey, what's going on with our country? What's happening? And where we'd started to really dive into that discussion was it's not illegal for them to be embedded with those groups. But there is a line that law enforcement is not allowed to cross with regards to instigation, setting people up, things of that nature. Entrapment, I think, is what we were looking at and talking about. Can you help walk us down the legal details of what that looks like?
Well, what the American people should reflect upon and investigate and research is at what point does a legitimate law enforcement undercover investigation become unconstitutional entrapment of an American citizen? And that is a that's a solid question to be answered on a case-by-case basis. But when you have a woven connection of cases and a broad undercover operation covering many, many hundreds of online discussion groups where thousands and thousands of Americans were engaged in our First Amendment right to communicate just how pissed off we were about the oppressions of 2020 and the direction our nation was headed in. This evaluation of where legitimate law enforcement investigations becomes entrapment, this is where America has to realize that if there's a nefarious intent behind the initial investigations, even though on its surface it would appear to be, well, that's a law enforcement does that all the time. But if there's nefarious intent and ultimately those undercover embedded operations that are investigating the free communications of Americans and seeing, you know, determining if there's some domestic terrorist activity happening there, where normally we can look at, well, entrapment began the moment the embedded undercover agent introduced the idea of illegal actions within that thread. You really have to look beyond that, because if it was always his intention to embed himself to the point to plant that seed, then everything becomes fruit of that poisonous tree. Yeah. And that's what led us to the behaviors of January 6th, where these groups largely, when they gathered for after the 2020 election, where that was like the final straw for many Americans, what we were witnessing the death of our republic, and we had one opportunity to redress that serious grievance in person at our Capitol, where we had been denied access for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We were not allowed to go to our own Capitol. We had one opportunity to gather and to legally and peacefully protest. And you had 95% of that massive crowd. It was bigger than the inauguration crowd. That's what Americans did. They peacefully protested and redressed grievance. And our grievance was quite serious. But insidiously embedded within those groups that had gathered in person for the first time were law enforcement assets, FBI agents, field agents, some Capitol Police officers, some intelligence agents, perhaps, but law enforcement assets embedded within the groups, and then embedded within the general crowd as little teams,
mm-hmm.
okay, that were not necessarily undercover agents that had been working inside the group for 6 or 8 or 10 months, and placed within the Capitol itself, dressed as Trump supporters. And
so those
were the guides.
To understand, placing agents in groups in the crowd, not a big deal. But having people inside the Capitol, and there were videos, we saw the videos of the Capitol doors being opened for people.
Right.
And people invited in.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, if you've got communication to say, hey, we'll rile them up, you open the doors, that would be something that would be entrapment, correct?
Well, entrapment would begin months earlier.
Okay.
In the online group. So basically, let's say Renee was an undercover agent for the FBI, and he has embedded himself into Implicit Bias Radio. You don't know. To you, he's Renee. So if you're just meeting online, then the first time you got together was on J4, and you've assembled for the first time, and you see Renee in person. You don't know he's an undercover agent, so he's embedded in your group. So it wouldn't be natural for him to break off and get with a team of six or eight, you know, military-looking guys right. dressed like Trump supporters. Those were other teams that were brought in. Okay, they were instigators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what
they
I was
were
say.
Instigators.
There's a difference between investigation and instigation.
That's right. And then inside the Capitol were undercover assets, law enforcement assets, dressed as Trump supporters, that once the doors were opened and the crowds were waved in and encouraged to enter from behind and in front, they didn't know where to go because nobody can walk around the Capitol and find where you're trying to get. It's like a maze.
It's a big building.
I've been there. And to find Clay's office, you got to have a guide.
You have to have a guide.
Because every session or every new Congress, offices change.
That's right. We change offices by seniority. So the point is, For a group of Americans just come in a random door and be able to get specifically to the House floor or somebody's office, no way. It had to be guided. So the crowd comes in the doors were open, and they see in there five or six looks like Trump supporters, and those guys are waving them saying, come on, follow us. Those were law enforcement assets.
The doors are open. We're going to continue this conversation in hour two of this week's episode, a fascinating episode of Implicit Bias.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
Hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias is back. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour two is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant Galatas. You know he's from Kennebra. Big a bet of diamonds for less. He will absolutely take care of you or whatever you need for that special person in your life. They will ask what they like. They will make sure that you come out smelling like a rose, even if it's a gold-plated one. 3802 Johnston Street, William S. Nacol Jewelers. So we have here back in the Top Secret Podcast there to my right, Caleb Morse. Caleb, I'm going to ask because it's time for us to rate this whiskey on the Morse Whiskey Rating Code. This Redemption 10-year barrel-proof rye. Is it a red? Would you only drink it if it was free? And if you do, I'm going to punch you. A yellow. I'll punch you if you say it's a yellow too. I would only drink it if it was free. Is it a green? I would buy this. Or is it a blue? Is this something that you would seek out and cherish?
Man, look, this is a blue all day long. And if I'm never going to see it again is the problem, but I want this and I will find this and I will beg Big Kenny next time he sees one just to run with it for me, please.
So that's another new nickname. So he's the liquor fairy. He's Big Whiskey, Kenny Michael. Now he's Big Kenny.
How about we call him Forest Liquor?
Okay. Hey, there you go. Yeah. I mean, he is absolutely the Bubblegum Liquor Company. Yeah. He's got it all. So, no, I'm absolutely with you. I think this is a blue. I'm curious as to what Sam thinks in the corner.
Yeah, I got to be in agreement with Caleb here. As we've sat with this thing, you know, we sat so long trying to figure out what that sweetness on the end was. And then once I kind of got a grip on that and just started kind of sipping it to sip it, it's funny that this is one that you can kind of pick out whatever flavor you want and you could just experience that if you want. If you want to wait for that back end sweetness, you can enjoy that. If you want to stay for the kind of smoky traditional whiskey flavor on the front end, you can just experience that. It's got a wonderful tail. It sticks with you. Incredible. Blue.
Renee?
This is definitely a blue. The only problem is I don't think this stuff will make it to deep blue.
Oh, no, it will make it to deep blue.
No, because
it will make it
between
to deep blue.
Caleb and I, we'll probably drink it.
It will make it to deep blue, and I've probably got to bring some home for the missus because...
Oh, she's in trouble, too.
You know, the day she and I got married, what's hers was hers, and what's mine is hers.
Yes.
So
well, that's always,
some of that bottle of whiskey, yes,
yeah,
absolutely. You know how she is, and would love just a taste of that. Congressman Clay Higgins, our special guest on this week's episode of Implicit Bias, who is wafting... the Czechoslovakian heavy crystal glass that we consume liquor out of. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are. Is this red? Would you only sniff this? Because we know you're not drinking right now. Would you only or not sniff this even if it was free? Would you only sniff it?
Straight to blue.
Straight to blue.
I would need Caleb to buy it.
Okay, there we go. I think that's a good rule from now on. I think that's a really good rule.
This is definitely, I would seek out Caleb to buy us a bottle of this.
I'd have a lot more blues if Caleb was paying for it.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That's a valid point because I have a skewed point of view with him, I guess. So.
And Caleb, let me guess, you'd already put this in the Implicit Bias Whiskey Tasting Journal as a blue.
I circled it. I didn't wait for anyone to vote.
I didn't think you'd need to. I mean, it is an absolute blue.
I took away your democratic right.
Hey, in this room, it is a dictatorship. No. It is. I'm kidding. So let's go back to the conversation we were having with Congressman Clay Higgins as we started talking about what happened on J6, that J6 was the culmination of all of 2020, basically, that law enforcement can embed itself, but if it embeds itself with a nefarious intent and then facilitates other people engaging themselves in crimes because of those actions, that at that point it can become entrapment. We were talking about, and this maybe was the big one, people trying to even figure out where the heck they were supposed to be going inside the Capitol on January 6th, because you brought up a great point during the break. Most of the people who were there, it was their first time going to the Capitol.
Right, and inside the Capitol, anyone who's been there, it's impossible to navigate through, the halls of Congress on the House side or the Senate side without a guide, unless you're very, very familiar, been there for years walking around every day, like working there. It still takes years to be able to get around every building. Some of them are incredibly confusing. So there's no way that just random Americans gathered in the and the passion of protest coming through, and you know, an open door and finding their way directly to the House chamber or Nancy Pelosi's office or anybody else's. There's no way. So those protesters that did enter the Capitol, most of them, they came in through an open door. I'm going to tell you, we have exterior doors, internal doors. You had police on the outside, police in between the two doors, police on the inside perimeter doors. And then on the other side of that, of all those layers of police officers and doors, were assembled groups of four or five law enforcement assets. We don't know who they were yet, dressed as Trump supporters. So when the crowd was waved in and they would visually see, they would see a group of four or five. It looked, appeared to be, you know, from the crowd, but we know from video and from just evidence that they were already there. That group of four or five Trump supporters would wave the crowd in and say, follow us. And those guys were the ones that knew their way around the Capitol. So this is how people got directly to where they needed to go. So the whole thing was born of, I believe, was a nefarious agenda to entrap MAGA Americans who were legitimately, you know, we were loudly complaining about the oppressions of COVID. And then we witnessed the disaster of the November election seemed very, very suspicious to us, you know, that they would close down voting at 1 o'clock in the morning, allegedly for the night. And then at 6 o'clock in the morning, you look at them, it's over.
They kept counting.
You shut it down. So and all of a sudden in six of our sovereign states, out of six densities of populations from six Democrat precincts within those six sovereign states, the votes flip just enough for Biden to win. So, bam, that was very suspicious to many of us. And that was in November. So the online engagement that had already been initiated because of the oppressions of COVID, wherein the FBI had already implanted their undercover agents, embedded their agents, and we have discovered those agents were the first one to plant seeds of violent and illegal behavior, like maybe we should arm up, maybe we should start training, maybe we should really get ready to take this thing, man. Maybe we should move on to Capitol. And then after the election, that's when those groups were saying, hey, we're going to D.C. for this rally. So then they show up on January 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you start seeing videos beginning on about the 4th of these wild statements by people like Ray Epps saying, we're going to go into the Capitol. And the crowd was so suspicious already. There was a heightened awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Patriots were saying, Fed, man, this guy's a Fed. Why? Why would they say that? It's because the awareness was heightened that there was undercover operations going on, and that's what led to the stage that was set for January 6th, wherein the big show of force, the National Guard, was pulled on January 5th,
and we know that they were requested.
They were requested, and then they were lined up, and then they were pulled. And just the stage was set, and then some Americans stepped into that trap, and some of those Americans and their families have been destroyed by DOJ persecution, which used the digital evidence that was harvested on those days to prove the presence of Americans that were in the Capitol that day who were themselves entrapped to be there to begin with, and then to behave the way that they behaved or just walk along with that behavior and find themselves in a position of breaking a law because they were physically present inside the Capitol illegally, even though they didn't do anything of in the violent nature or break anything. They were still charged. And so American lives have been destroyed by the hundreds and hundreds. And how can we fix this? By the full release of the J6 digital evidence, which we are currently doing 4,000 to 6,000 hours per week, unredacted, under Speaker Mike Johnson.
Well, I love how you bring up Ray Epps too, because we've been down that rabbit hole. We know where that comes from, and we know how that was planted and brought in, because he was a shiny object. He was, hey, look at this, follow this, and let's go with it. And the people that were affected by this, none of them were at the forefront. They were all just going with what's going on. They were going with the flow. And when you're talking about going through Congress, as someone who I went and I visited and got to see the House, and I can't walk my way around there. And you know, I did advances for a living for a while, which you go out and you check a location, you take photographs of location, and you learn the blueprint of it. There are so many corners, so many doors, so many entrances and exits that are on time locks, magnetic locks, that you'll never know unless someone opens the door for you.
That's right. And to your point, one of the big call-outs, I think what you would call someone who goes around to a bunch of people and says, hey, let's go do, hey, let's go do, hey, let's go do, and then everybody goes and they stay back and let them go. I think we call that an instigator.
And I mean, I've been to Congress. I've been to the two buildings on each side of the House and the Senate. You don't just walk in those buildings. They got TSA type
in their security.
Security going in. You got to take all your stuff out of your pockets. You got to put it through belts. You don't just walk through there. They stop you. They check you before you can attempt to find your congressman's office.
And let's take that a step farther. So for those who don't know, one thing that the United States government learned from the Oklahoma City bombing was exterior building security. So when you think about any federal courthouse now, there might be massive sculptures outside. They're not just sculptures. They're there and they are spaced and designed to keep things like vehicles from breaching the building. There are multi-layered security devices that are there to keep people out. And if you think our Capitol doesn't have multi-layered security,
it's probably, I would put it as easily one of the most secure buildings in the world. And to think that you know, hundreds of random Americans breached those doors.
Hey, Bobby Boucher, so don't mess stupid, with him. Man. Yeah. Don't mess with Bobby Boucher.
Like those doors are stout. And some of the doors are like the big bronze doors up the steps. You'd have to have a tank to breach those. They can only be opened from the inside. But every door going into the Capitol has an exterior door, an interior door, security areas. It was hundreds and hundreds of police officers working that day. So
what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue this conversation, because as we talk about logistics of how this worked, a support structure to put people in the United States Capitol on that day would be needed. In other words, logistics. We're going to talk about that when we come back on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Lewis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Lewis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area. Offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance, Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash. Keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
More of Hour 2, where we are bringing you Implicit Bias's interview with United States Congressman Clay Higgins on this week's episode. Hour 2, remember, brought to you William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell me what bigger, better diamonds for less. We've got, what, Mother's Day is starting to come up. And guys, I know you don't think ahead. I get it. I know you don't. It's a ways away, guys. It is, Caleb.
Like, how soon?
Oh, no.
More than 2 weeks?
Yeah, more than 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm not worried yet.
Well, that's what I thought. But you know what? If you are 2 weeks away, if you are 2 months away, go see William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. They'll take care of you. What, Renee?
Caleb's going on Saturday before Mother's Day to buy Jackie something.
Which is what most of us will do.
I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, it's what we do, right? But don't forget, go see Grant, 3802 Johnson Street. He will absolutely take care of you. So for those who might be just tuning in, this is Implicit Bias's, really, it's a special episode for us because we have United States Congressman Clay Higgins sitting with us in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. You've heard the voices of Renee Girard, of, what's your name again? The Rustic Renegade Caleb Morse, Sam Stokes in the corner. But we are diving down kind of the rabbit hole, and it's funny that we are still 4 years later, right? We're in 2024 talking about what happened on January 6, 2020. And I think it tells us how important that date was and that we just simply don't yet know the truth of what happened. So we're going to dive down that in a second. What you got, Renee?
I just want to ask the congressman a question. Did you ever figure out who the buses belonged to?
So let's talk logistics for a second. And what Renee is referencing, so our listeners can get an understanding of it, there are a lot of buildings in Washington, D.C. that need card clearance to get a vehicle in the parking lot underneath the building. There are also Department of Transportation markings that should be on every bus, every mass transit licensed commercial vehicle, which means that if we have video of buses with no markings and buses in certain buildings, that there should be certain requirements for them to have those. Correct, Caleb?
Unless they have placards.
So
which you can have a placard which would override your DOT markings and give you temporary access to a location.
So let's and this is a question that legitimately for the congressman, there were, and I'm going to put the word rumors around it. I don't know that it's rumors, but I'm going to put the word rumor because I didn't see it. I haven't seen the evidence. I don't know. In the most surveilled city on the planet, though, the rumor is that there were buses that were bringing people in that did not have DOT markings and ended up being parked in buildings that needed high security clearance access in order for them to get them in. Is that the type of infrastructure that we're talking about here?
Right. Well, we know what we know, and that's the way investigations roll. So what was initially revealed to me through a whistleblower was that two buses had been documented. Some things I can't go too deeply into, but
digitally
documented, and we had access to that initial digital evidence that showed two buses that were brought into the bus parking basement of the train station. There's Grand Central, right? What's it?
Yeah, the train station, Washington, D.C. Yeah, the main station.
Yeah, because sometimes I get it confused with the one in New York. But the point is, this is where the buses were parking for J6, who were coming in from all over the country. And two buses were parked under there that were there first. And these buses had been painted over white. So all of the markers, the telephone numbers, the company names, they didn't have placards on them. It was spray painted white. And it was like a cheap paint job because some of the stuff you could still see through. It was a fast paint job and you could still see some of the markings, original lettering and everything. So if you're in the charter bus business, first of all, you know, to get access down there, you have to have a license and permit. And somebody had to drive it there. And these buses have a legal requirement to display a lot of things. All their owner, the contact data for the owner, telephone numbers, the business name, the DOTD permit numbers, the state permit numbers. All that stuff has got to be on that bus, a license plate. Everything has to be displayed according to the law. On these two buses, none of that was displayed. In fact, it was covered up. And on these buses, it's estimated by the number of seats on a bus and the eyewitnesses that came forward and digital documentation, there were 35 to 40 occupants on a bus and on each bus. So you're talking about, 75, 80 people. And they were all dressed as Trump supporters. They were all military-aged men. They were all stout. They were all geared similarly in that they were wearing tactical gear, but it didn't match. And including various types of helmets and things, but there were no like hippie helmets. There were no bicycle helmets, you understand?
Right.
So these were like legit, modern, tactical, helmets and gear and ballistic vests and tactical vests and knee and elbow guards. And these guys were young badasses. They all got off the bus at the same time. And they had a bit of a gathering in front of the two buses, like a military-type gathering. And they all walked to the escalators at Union Station. Union Station. I said Grand Central earlier. It was Union Station. They went up to the escalator to go up to Union Station, and they exited. So that's what my investigation began with. What we were able to do to answer the gentleman's question was we used forensic analysis of the digital evidence that I was initially presented with. And we were able to identify eight numbers and a telephone number that had been painted over. And we started searching for charter companies. Obviously, this bus had belonged to somebody. So if you could trace what was the origin of the bus in America, sales of serial numbered vehicles, motor vehicles, are tracked quite effectively, state to state, and And you can't just go sell your car and register it. Nobody knows. Trust me, we can track that.
You got to pay your tax.
Prior owner. So you track sales.
Yeah.
If you sell something at auction, there's a record of that. So especially something like a charter bus, they fall under even deeper regulations than just right. your passenger vehicle at your house. So we got a hit. We got a hit on the bus. The original owner. We were able to identify, let me say, the owner that belonged to that telephone number that we positively identified. Once we suspected what the other two numbers were
mm-hmm.
by getting a hit on a charter bus service in New York, then we were able to forensically look at, yep, those are those two remaining numbers. So we have identified that owner. So now we know where the buses were on the morning of January 6th, which, by the way, those buses were abandoned in Union Station parking lot.
So
Follow me now.
So someone abandons two buses that are worth $75,000 apiece?
That's right.
Oh,
More than $75,000.
They left the buses in Union Station. They were still there the following day. We don't know what happened to them because I don't run the FBI, man. You know, I'm run a congressional office and a committee. You got to go and investigate. You got to capture that video evidence, interview those officers that were working, find out who was present, who can testify, who did what with the two buses that were abandoned that were still there the next morning. We know from eyewitness they were still there the next morning.
Wow.
The place was empty. They were the first ones there on J6, the morning of the J6. They were there before 5:20 because that's what time, 5:20 in the morning, that's what time my first eyewitness identifies. He thought it was odd. Somebody beat him there. So those two buses were already there at 5:20 in the morning on J6. And the following morning at 10 o'clock, they were the only buses left. They were the first buses in the parking lot. They were abandoned, and they were last bus, so they were the last buses there after J6 on J7. What happened to them after that? I don't know. I can't tell you because I don't run an investigative force
right.
with a large staff of investigators. You understand? I'm one congressman, man, doing my best.
Well, and look, Congressman Higgins, which sounds funny to say right now, so I'll be honest with you. So, Clay, and for the people out there that are wondering, like, how do you recognize a ACH or a Mitch helmet or an armored helmet like that? You're a veteran, and then you were in law enforcement for a while, too. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Whenever you were in the military, we had just transitioned from bronze to iron armor. Is that correct?
That was a good one, Caleb. I like that.
We had, like... woolly mammoth leather.
Leather, yeah.
like carved in it. It was really cool, though. It looked like leaves.
Sorry. I had to. I couldn't hold it back.
Yeah.
But, Congressman, so you bring up some just really deep questions now as we start to think about the logistics that are incorporated here. And, Sam, man, you're giving me the finger, and I want to break your finger now, Sam, because this is a fascinating conversation. So I guess we're going to have to continue it when we come back. Is this the penultimate after this?
We're already there.
Oh, when we come back, the penultimate segment, the Sam Stokes segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Renee Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
or
got...
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and Bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the Bears. Oh, my.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Hey, Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh in Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Attention commercial real estate agents of Acadiana. Take your entire commercial real estate portfolio online with Matterport. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport interactive 3D models are revolutionizing commercial real estate. Manage day-to-day operations from anywhere. Accelerate time to market, reduce risk with remote training, and so much more. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today. 337-984-8498 or visit RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Yet.
The Sam Stokes segment, the penultimate segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias, a fascinating discussion with United States Congressman Clay Higgins here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. We are in hour two of this week's episode. Hour two brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant. Bigger, better diamonds for less. I'm Kevon Bordelon. I'm your host. We are joined this week in the Top Secret Podcast Lair by, as I said, United States Congressman Clay Higgins. Clay, so first of all, thank you for sitting down and having this conversation, a very frank conversation with us. That is the first thing I want to say thank you for. Then I want to thank you for speaking enough that I don't have to hear a whole bunch from Caleb and Renee, who are also here in the Top Secret Podcast there. Come on, guys, y'all can laugh.
Hey, but Frank's not in the room.
No, Frank is not in the room, but you are, as is Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade. Caleb, is this maybe one of the best episodes we've ever had?
Look, I enjoy any chance I get to sit down with y'all, but I don't know if you realize this, but I enjoy any chance I get to sit down with Congressman Higgins as well.
Absolutely. Sam Stokes in the corner. Sam, this is a unique episode of Implicit Bias for 4 years, isn't it?
I think so, man. One of probably the biggest achievement of the show so far. A show that's had some pretty big achievements.
We've done okay.
In its humble history.
We've done all right. It is a humble history. So let's continue that discussion. Oh, Renee, you wanted to chime in real quick?
Well, it's unusual for Sam because we're in sunlight.
Yeah, it's daylight. Because normally when we have episodes that we do live or have something during daylight, Sam doesn't show. So
can I mention your show before we jump back into the heaviness of what happened in J6 and afterwards?
Absolutely.
And maybe what the future of our country looks like. Let me say that I get a lot of media requests, and I generally don't seek media.
We're a little different.
If I was chasing media, I'd be on all the time.
Yeah.
That's not what I went to Congress to do. And so my point is, when it was put in front of me to to consider coming on the show. I didn't connect the dots that this was Caleb's podcast.
Or you would have not come on. I get it.
I mean, because I knew Caleb was doing a podcast, but I didn't like put it together. Caleb's my armorer. He's my friend. Yeah. It's an important friend to have. So when I saw the invitation, out of respect for my constituents, I always take a look, said, man, what, tell me, look at this show. And I saw the picture of you guys sitting in some armchairs in it.
That's Mr. Lester's.
Later. That was at your shop, maybe, or
no,
something.
No, that's Mr. Lester's Steakhouse.
Okay.
Where we are going to be on April 11th.
So that was, it was just a cool picture, and I told my staff, I said, get me on the show. I said, these are some cool guys.
Well, so that was your first disappointment.
And then they came. So they told me, they gave me confirmation and gave me the list of the hosts. I said, Caleb, that's Caleb's show. I said, man, of course, like whatever we need to do, we'll work it out. But I had not connected the dots. But let me just say that your coolness preceded you. Right? And well, which is why I'm here.
I think that goes into, like, I don't believe in using relationships to step up or anything.
And Caleb never did this.
That came like through official channels, yep. I performed my due diligence to look at the show because it's from constituents. I'm trying to give respect. And I saw the picture. And I said, these guys look cool. I'm going to go on that show. And then I found out it was Caleb.
See, so that just goes to show that Sam needs to step up the game here to make the podcast layer look like Mr. Lester.
I absolutely
because
agree.
Clay was... thought he was coming to where we were at.
Yeah.
And then now he's disappointed.
Fact, I did. I said, wait a minute. What happened to the leather chairs?
Oh, that, look, okay, this is fantastic.
Let's jump back
in. No, so look, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming. And understand this, you will always have an invite. If you ever want to come on, if you've ever got anything that you would like to have a conversation around, especially like this, if you ever just want to come and sit in the corner and sip or sniff whiskey, as it might be, you're always welcome here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. And the logistics of that are easy, which maybe the logistics of January 6th weren't. So we're talking about the buses that showed up. We're talking about teams of people being embedded with people online and then teams being in the crowd and all of this. The one thing that I think a lot of people have a difficult time wrapping their head around, and this is something that has always... it's been that itch in my brain that I can never scratch, and it's this. It's that Washington, D.C. is the most surveilled city, arguably, on the planet. There are cameras at every stoplight, on every corner. They are using facial recognition software at every corner, on every street. I mean, everyone who is in Washington, D.C. at any given moment, smile, you're on candid camera. Yet we have buses that a United States congressman doesn't necessarily know who they belong to or what happened to them after they were abandoned. We have people that we can't identify. The digital evidence here, I think, is the question, which is, number one, it's got to be out there, right? And number two, if it is, why doesn't whatever law enforcement agency that should be doing their job here not want to actually show?
Well, to answer your last question first, good sir, you'd have to ask yourself, you know, why would the FBI not want this evidence released? Obviously, because it won't be a good reflection on their involvement. Why would the DOJ not want this evidence released? Why has the DOJ, when forced to release this evidence within the parameters of criminal proceedings for Americans that they're persecuting under these J6 actions, when the DOJ is forced to reveal evidence when pressured by smart attorneys, defense attorneys within those cases? And 100% of the time, the DOJ insists and the federal judge complies with putting protective orders on this evidence. So it can be reviewed only within by the defense counsel and the prosecution within that case. Very, very secure. And it cannot come out of that case. So in many of these cases, wherein Americans have been prosecuted and imprisoned, you know, sentenced and adjudicated for J6 charges that were overblown. Some of those charges have been reversed by the Supreme Court, said that they never should have been charged with such a thing. But whenever evidence comes out in those cases, it stays within those cases, and the attorneys cannot reveal it, share it with the media, et cetera, because it's heavier than just a gag order. It means that if you reveal this evidence, then you're subject to criminal proceedings as an attorney and civil proceedings as an attorney. So the solution is the release of all of the J6 digital evidence. Now, what Congress has control over, the evidence we have control over, we don't control all of the city of D.C.'s evidence. You have Metro D.C., digital evidence, all of Metro PD, those guys all have body cams, all of that. Not just traffic cameras and building cameras and surveillance cameras and parking lot cameras and unit cameras from every police unit has cameras. Every police officer has cameras. All of that is what I would call digital evidence. So you're talking about scores of thousands of hours of evidence that's even outside of the parameter of actual capital surveillance. But the capital surveillance data, digital data, is controlled by law by the Speaker of the House. So the Speaker of the House, up until January of last year, was Nancy Pelosi, and she wasn't releasing any of this stuff because she's part of the agenda that created January 6th.
Congressman Higgins, this is my shock face. So I'm not shocked.
So since then, the Democrats lost a majority in January of last year. And we had Kevin McCarthy, that sort of faltingly, you know, I don't want to be too critical.
How about
Kevin,
this? How about I'll say it seemed like he didn't want the fight?
Like he didn't have a great, big appetite to release it. And he had plenty of advisors telling him, don't release it. So it was comfortable for Kevin to just say, I'm complying with the attorneys, house attorneys, about not releasing. They made up excuses. Well, some of us pushed and pushed and pushed. I had a good relationship with Kevin. I encouraged him to release it all. And then we elected Mike Johnson as the speaker. And Mike agreed completely we should release all the evidence. However, you say, well, Mike's been the speaker since before the holidays last year. Why is he not released at all? I'll tell you why. Because Mike's a very, very procedural guy. He's a constitutionalist attorney. He's very methodical. He's deeply principled, but he was seeking the best legal course forward to release all this evidence. And at first he was going to release it redacted. We fought against that. They were blurring faces, and we said no. Don't blur faces. Release the whole thing unredacted and to the one staff that's large enough to process that all that data. That's the American people. You got to crowdsource this review.
Agreed.
So it's got to be unredacted and raw and all of it. So finally, about a month ago, Mike came into agreement. Speaker Johnson came into agreement that all of this evidence would be released. So now we're releasing 4,000 to 6,000 hours of data per week. Why? Because it has to be formatted. So you video guys, like you would know what that means. We have to take it from its original format as recorded by a surveillance camera and digitally process that format into something that's releasable without losing quality. Digital quality, so that when you do release it to the media and to the American people, you have something that can be emailed and transferred without losing quality. That takes time. They have to go through it like frame by frame, basically, and it takes hours and hours and hours to process, you know, so many hundreds of hours. So we can do about 4,000 to 6,000 hours per week. That's what we're releasing now. And once it's all out, then these J6 prosecutions are going to start falling apart, and you're going to see reversals of prosecutions.
That is a huge comment. By the way, Congressman, please don't assume that Sam knows what he does. If you've ever seen our live streams, you know, you never know. We will be back. We will close things out here on Implicit Bias for this week, right after this break.
Real estate agents in Acadiana, listen up. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport 3D virtual tours are revolutionizing the real estate industry. Matterport 3D tours give potential buyers an immersive 3D virtual experience with access to floor plans and accurate measurements, leading to more listings and more sales. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today, 337-984-8498, or look us up on the web, RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh in Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Access Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are, and I love this word, embroiled in our conversation with United States Congressman Clay Higgins. It is a fantastic discussion. The rabbit hole is deep, and we hope you have enjoyed. Hour 2 is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you want bigger, better diamonds for less. And by the way, if you think you might have missed anything, find us on our podcast at Implicit Bias Radio. That's our website, www.implicitbiasradio. There's tons of ways to find it. You probably want to go back and listen to this conversation. And I know this is going to maybe sound a little ridiculous. Go back and listen 2 or 3 times. Because the conversation that we've gotten into, it's deep. And we've got to listen to comprehend and listen to understand in order to really get it and for all of the synapses to just fire right in our brains. Caleb, you want to chime in?
So I want people to realize what Congressman Higgins has been saying. And I want you to think on it and pray on it, because I've had conversation with you off air and offline. And what I really enjoy and respect about you is your commitment to the resolve of the American people. All hope is not lost. We are still salvageable. There is still good in man's heart. And God can lead us through this.
To your point, Caleb, we are all children of God, and it's by seeking the truth, not our truth, that is going to make this work and that will help to get us out of it. So let me throw this in real quick, because Congressman Higgins, you might want to come down and join us on April 11th. But the point is, you can go down to Mr. Lester's and you can get a pour of fantastic stuff, because this show airs in April. And by the way, in April, it's Kentucky Owl Month. A Kentucky Owl flight at Mr. Lester's in April for $25.
I'm offended by that. And just so you know, are we gonna partake of that flight on the show?
Well, I will. You might not, because I don't feel like sharing.
Well, depending on who else is there, I'll take their flight too.
But yes. Okay. I figured you would just offer to beat people up and take their whiskey, because that's normally what you do here in the Top Secret
Podcast.
That's
kind of how it works.
Yeah. So I'm going to outline kind of what that is. It is the Kentucky Owl Red Takumi offering, the Kentucky Owl Blue offering, and the Kentucky Owl Green Label. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the pours are $25. The flights are $30. So you're maybe not as offended. Yeah. All right. So Congressman Higgins, thank you for entertaining our sophomoric humor here on Implicit Bias. We appreciate you being here with us. And I think where we need to take this is back kind of where Caleb put it, which is there's hope for the American people. We know that there are people whose lives were ruined by what has been done to them through arrest and them being held in jail in solitary confinement without bond, which I could have sworn that if you're arrested by the United States Constitution, you're not supposed to be held indefinitely. I could have sworn that was in there. But the question becomes, where do we go from here? Does this conversation of what we're talking about what the truth is, does it help?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm a faithful person, and I have a tremendous amount of confidence in the American spirit that bonds us. And I do believe that that we're an anointed nation born of imperfect men that were driven by perfect intent. And somehow we have managed to be worthy of the inheritance of what it is to be an American. From generation to generation, we've faced challenges that tested our resolve and our love for each other and our commitment to our country and our faith in our Savior. But we've always surfaced as a people able to overcome the threats that we faced. This generation's challenge is unique in that it's born from within. And it's quite technologically advanced and very deeply funded. So the roots of the evil that we have to overcome are interestingly complex, but they're still born of the, you know, corruption of man. And therefore, the means by which we overcome spiritual corruption is through spiritual strength and faith. And this is why I'm so optimistic, because as I stated earlier, I've read the Bible, I know the ending, and we win. Precisely what the American journey is on that, you know, what the details of that journey is I guess just the moments of time that we fill with our performance as faithful children of God. But as an American people, we are force multipliers for each other, as we used to call it in the Army. we're better than just ourselves doubled when we stand with our brother, because we magnify the strength of our brother. And this is where, as the founder stated, when we're faced with a threatening faction born of liberties that threaten our liberties from within our country, we have to become a stronger faction. This is precisely where we are, back to the beginning of our conversation and the opening segment. We as a people are responding to this, the weaponization of our own government against us. And beautifully, the redemption of our country shall be born on the wings of truth, and we are forcing truth to be exposed. This is what men like me are battling for within Congress and within our committees, and with every day that we're meeting with our colleagues and with constituents, and speaking candidly to the American people. Forcing truth into the light of God's reveal. And ultimately, yes, I have the same fears that the patriots across the country have about the future of our country. However, my faith in my fellow American is stronger than my fear for my fellow American, if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense.
So that's where I think we're headed. We're headed towards an era of truth and reveal, and that will be painful to many Americans to get their heads wrapped around the fact that our own government has become weaponized against us. But to save our republic, the future of our representative republic, to save our fellow American from a future of constitutional loss and oppression of freedoms. We cannot abandon the parameters of our Constitution and our law in order to address the oppression of our constitutional rights and our law.
You brought this up when you were talking about Speaker Mike Johnson, that he's a constitutional lawyer,
yes, sir.
That he is going to be by the process. That's an important point, because people all the time say nothing's happening. It's not going to happen. Is anyone going to be taken care of? But to your point, if we're going to fix this, it seems logical to me, and maybe not everybody else, that you can't simply go break the laws that were put in place to put the lawbreakers in jail, because then you become the lawbreaker.
That's right. That would violate the very spirit of everything we stand for. So it's frustratingly slow and painful to respond to this kind of oppressive force that we have clearly identified. And any reasonable man that looks at the actions of our government right now can see that that our federal government in particular has grown far, far beyond the parameters envisioned by our founders. And yet, like, generationally, we have certainly shifted into an era of heightened awareness about that threat. And that's the beginning of response, you see. This is what I'm saying. This is where the awakening of a more powerful faction of American patriots that will not allow our country to just disintegrate from within. We are going to fight. We're going to fight legally and peacefully within the parameters of the Constitution, but you can bet your ass that we're going to win, because our bench is deep and because we're upheld by faith and love for each other. We are far stronger than the evils that we oppose.
When greed is the driving force, greed is about the individual. When respect and love and individuality is the driving force, it's about everybody else. We actually talked about this on last week's show. It's about saying yes, but not saying yes necessarily just for you. It's about saying yes for everybody else. So to that point, it's the reason why we do implicit bias, because we want everybody else to go out there and say, yes, have this conversation. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't let them cower you into a corner. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you are, and remind them at the end of the day, every single week, you're going to be listening to and you're going to be talking about your implicit bias.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.